Recording. Okay.
All right.
So I made it. I used my new Harry microphone to do an ASMR real quick. I'm just going to play it briefly.
You're not even live yet, are you?
Yeah, I'm live.
I don't see it. Oh, there, now you are.
Hello, Harry friends. I just recorded an ASMR, but I realized I wasn't recording, so I didn't record it after all. I'm recording my Harry new microphone. The hairiness has a windscreen. Is it Harry? Is that pussy Harry? Is it Harry? Is it Harry? All right, enough of that. All right, so is it Harry? I made $15 in the bath today.
In the bath?
I made $15 taking a bath. Yeah, I did.
How does that work?
Well, I was in a
what?
I was in a Telegram chat for Max Coin, Max Kaiser's a coin, and they were offering Dash to anybody who wanted it. So I said, I'll take some Dash. So I got $5 in Dash. And then I was talking about my new microphone. And then somebody said, oh, hey, I listen to your podcast, Manch. That's great to hear about your new H5 handy recorder. Thank you for the information, because I gave them information about this new recorder of mine that happens to be quite hairy. And the person said, I gave you $10 in PayPal for the tip. Because people who are into crypto often are rich. So yeah. I was in the bath the whole time.
So you were saying that we're doing this whole thing wrong.
I don't want you to play it. I want you to send me the file.
And now I was making sure it was it, bitch. That's why it was short.
Great.
I didn't realize you could hear my computer.
Yeah. Well, why would you realize that? That would have a certain level of technical competence. Why would you realize that?
Match. I spent a lot of time prepping for this Grom.
You did?
Actually, she really did.
I read my part, three of the lines, right before you called me.
Okay, well, let me just explain to the audience.
I have a few notes I took.
Okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to explain some things first.
It was very nice of you to write this, Magan.
Okay, I didn't write it, and this is what I wanted to explain. You talk as if people are supposed to understand what it is that's in your brain, but you see, when you don't tell people who are listening to the podcast what's going on, they don't know. You see, Cheryl, they're not inside your brain, so nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about. So let's back up. So today we're going to be reading Lesbian Coffee Shop, which is a script written by a good friend of mine named Tampon Tammy. Now, everybody seems to think, who's read the script, that Tampon Tammy is me. However, Tampon Tammy is not me. Tampon Tammy is a friend of mine from years ago. I met her in 1999. How did I meet her? It turns out that Tampon Tammy has influenced me quite a bit in many of the ways that I talk, the magisms, if you will, come directly from Tampon Tammy. I'll explain what happened. In 1999, I used to go to this gym called Quad's Gym. And
it's so complicated.
I know it's hard for you to process, but there is a backstory, you idiot. So I was doing a workout at the Quad's Gym one day, and this girl came up to me. Well, she walked by me, and she was wearing a shirt. And the shirt was in the style of the Coca-Cola logo. You know that logo they used to have that said Enjoy Coke in the cursive?
Yeah, Enjoy Coke, Enjoy Life.
Right. Well, her shirt said Enjoy Cunt. And I said, oh, this person's going to be a friend of mine. And she was just the most foul-mouthed person. Every other word came out of her mouth was cunt, which influenced me. So, in fact, my use of the word cunt, in fact, comes from Tampon Tammy, not the other way around. So if you think that this is written by me, it's not. It just comes from somebody who influenced me very highly.
That groomed you, in a sense.
That's why it sounds like things that you say all the time.
Right, exactly. Fast forward. I was hoping for a sound. I still haven't gotten the file, by the way. But that's okay. I know it's
I had been sent it to you.
How did you send it to me?
Skype. It shows.
Skype. Why couldn't you put it in the goddamn Dropbox? Skype.
Okay. Do you want me to put it? Okay. I'm going to put it in
the voice message.
What?
You want me to send it to you on the Discord? Where do you want it?
Yeah.
I want it in Dropbox. That'd be nice.
Well, that's complicated. Dropbox. I mean,
They want to charge. There's no in-between. You either pay $10 or you don't.
I don't pay $10, and I have Dropbox.
Wow.
Okay.
You run out of space.
You have a student account or something?
I have 10 gigabytes of space. I keep it clean. Okay.
Why you? Mine.
Well, I use mine too, but I delete stuff I don't need.
I live in the South. I have to use it a lot in the Oasis, honey.
Okay, I'm not going to. This show is not about how dumb you are. That's every other show, okay? If this show were about how dumb you are, I would tell you how you didn't read the author's notes, even though it says author's notes. Now, getting back to the script. Now, fast forward, because you don't have a sound effect.
Eric's script, though. The one other character you want me to be?
Why are you interrupting me?
There's not a Quentin.
Quentin is the UPS man.
But where in the script? I can't find the scene. I mean, none of the scenes with him.
UPS man.
Oh, that makes sense.
Quentin.
So why you? Okay.
Quentin is the UPS man. Okay, so I want to explain. So this person, Tampon Tammy, took a class at Second City, right, for script writing.
Gotta take some pills.
Now, Second City is known as being very vanilla. They hate blue comedy. They don't like dirty words. They have a sign in the theater that says, you know, don't swear here. If you use any sort of stereotyping or what, they kick you out. You know, it's very goody two-shoes. And so just keep in mind that Tampon Tammy...
That's not somewhere that you would go.
Correct, which is why I go to Annoyance. So Tampon Tammy wrote this at Second City, and I, in fact, performed this at Second City, and she said that everybody in the class loved it, but the teacher wasn't particularly fond of it. What's really funny, though, is that she doesn't normally listen to Yeast Radio, but she is listening now, I'm pretty sure. The surprising thing was I got an email from her yesterday, and it was CC'd to all the other people in her class, and all these people in the script are actual people that were in her class, right? So Robin, for example, who's a character in the play, was actually a person named Robin in the class. So she sent an email out. Guess what? I'll just read the email because it's hilarious, even though I don't think it's...
Are they going to send us money? Because otherwise I don't care. I'll just read it.
Something's wrong.
I'm going to find it. Where is it? What day is today?
Today is Sunday.
Oh, thank you, clock. Finally did my taxes. That was such a goddamn monster.
Oh, you didn't spammed everybody with it.
Okay, well, yeah, but you get a fucking Amazon if somebody else uses TurboTax, and since everybody uses TurboTax, I should get a fucking coupon, don't you think?
But the problem is you did your taxes late. Most poor people, like myself, we do them really on the first day so we can get that money because we need it.
That's what I should have done.
God, how do people get refunds? I have never gotten a refund. I don't understand
that. You have to be poor.
Because you make a good chunk of change, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have investments.
Honey, if you're not poor if you have investments. You're okay.
You know what? That is not something to brag. The fact that you spend all your money is not something to brag about.
Listen,
I make a pretty coin
off my Ethereum, bitch.
Okay.
You know what? All of that is a business expense. Coin. She buys a purse. It's a business expense.
Okay.
You know, does.
We're getting too sidetracked. I want to read you the email. Hi. So this email was from Tampon Tammy to all the people in her class, and there's
recently?
Several. Yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm included in this. Hi, everyone. I hope you are doing well in your lives and your careers, whatever you have gone on to do. Remember that last play I wrote called Lesbian Flower Shop? Well, it's going to be performed this Sunday on Yeast Radio, and I thought you guys might like to hear it since you performed it in class. Hope all is well. And then she goes on to link to the tweet I posted about. So I tried to explain that we're workshopping it. So I know that you didn't practice, and TBH, I didn't either.
I know I'm not the only one that's been a week getting this shit.
So what we're going to do is I want to at least have it editable. So we're going to get it right in one way or another so that I can at least edit it so that it will sound good. And then, Deborah, are you going to be able to animate it if it's good enough?
Yeah, right.
Are you going to be able to animate it, or should we solicit somebody to do that?
It's going to be outsourced. It's going to have to pay. Okay. But if it is really good, then I'm
going to put it on, what's that website where you outsource things? Upwork or
Mechanical Turk. So if anybody if anybody wants to animate this, let us know.
50 different people are going to do voices, and each one will pronounce a syllable on Mechanical Turk.
No, the voices we're doing, I need somebody to animate, Cheryl. Audio isn't part of animation. The visual is animated, not the audio. You don't animate audio. That makes no sense. I've never heard of animated audio.
It didn't turn out well.
How can you? I just feel like I'm in another world sometimes.
Isn't that a TV show?
Makes sense.
In the sense that everybody's fucking retarded.
Was it another world TV program?
Okay, so what do you guys think? Should we just try to run it through until we get it right, or should we just...
We could just do a table read.
We'll try to do it right,
and then, you know what? We'll do it like a sitcom.
The thing about me...
Okay, the thing about a show is you can't talk over each other.
Right. What, Cheryl? Let's get it over. Let's get this out.
The thing you don't realize about me...
Is
the way that I read things is the way that I read things. Mm.
That's fine.
As if I'm reading it as a retard, like, say, Deborah Wilkerson would read something natively, you'll call him. It's because I'm doing it on purpose.
So that's fine,
like
Cheryl.
Like I'm reading it.
That's fine. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Now, if Deborah misreads something, that's, I guess, different.
No, it has to be true to the script, because the script is brilliant, and I want Tampon Tammy to write us more scripts, and she is very particular about it, so I want to do it. I want to do it in a way that she will appreciate the end product. Not saying you can't fuck around.
She's donating because otherwise they don't care.
She's donating material to make us a better show, yes. So don't be a moron. This is good stuff, and don't fuck it up.
What about Baby Jane?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So in any case, I'd like to get it to the point where it's not that you can't fuck up. It's just that I want to be able to have an end product that is good, meaning that I want it to be able to at least edit it so that if you fuck it up, we will read it over. But fucking it up doesn't mean you can, whatever, I'm talking too much. So do you want to go over the character descriptions first? So
and whatever is going to be the slowest.
I'm going to read the descriptions from the...
I'd say February 2015.
Shouldn't you play the song first that you had me upload and send you?
Oh, did you finally finish it?
What do you mean?
You uploaded it? How come I don't see it?
What do you mean? I sent it to you in the Discord.
I said Dropbox.
I can't do Dropbox. It's full.
So I have to go into Discord and see all these fucking idiotic comments?
But you know what? I had to open up a script that wasn't even edited in Final Draft, the 95% standard for Hollywood. So join the club.
You're not in Hollywood. You're in Bumblefuck.
Yeah, well.
What do you care?
Either or. When I put on my headset in the Oasis, it doesn't matter where I am.
You mean the Oasis where you... You mean for buying burgers?
Yeah, Oasis. Happy to see you. Get your burger today. Yep, that's it.
God, I'd love a burger.
Yeah.
I would love a burger.
You know what? I had a really good Western burger the other day. It was really good.
What hurts?
A Western burger. You ever had one of those?
I love burgers, but I hate when it's made out of old beef. It tastes like death. I hate old beef.
It's an aged burger, honey.
Cheryl loves old beef. I heard you love old beef, hunty.
Sure is.
I can't say hunty anymore because I found out RuPaul says that. She stole it from us. Her show didn't even start until 2009. We've been saying hunty since 2006. Fuck her.
Well, I think it's actually honey.
No, we said hunty long before.
Okay. No, we didn't.
Okay, here's the theme song. Yes, we fucking did.
Can they even read?
Nope. All right, I'm going to turn on my compressor to make it a little easier to deal with. Okay, now we're compressed.
Right.
Oh, I don't like compress. I'm going to turn off compressor. I always leave it on, but this we're going to do it differently. I can turn it back on in post.
Fix it in post.
Okay, so now we're going to go toward the script. I want to read the descriptions of the characters so that we can get that out of the way. So Robin is going to be played by Deborah. The description is, and I didn't write this. I know we're trying to get back on Spotify. I don't know if this is going to help. So the description for Robin, who's played by Deborah, is white bitch, lesbian flower shop employee. Okay, Lois. Lois is played by Cheryl. The character description is black bitch, lesbian flower shop employee. Now, Allie, who's played by myself, Jew bitch. lesbian flower shop employee. Okay. Oh. Micah is played by Madge. And the reason I'm playing that is because it's the timing of the characters. So I don't have to go. I was trying to avoid going back and forth. The only person that has to do that is Deborah. So Micah, played by Madge, one of the many straight, emasculated, straight men. It's kind of redundant. One of the many straight, emasculated, straight men of Andersonville. Quentin is played by Deborah, straight UPS man. Oh, he's Latino, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Okay. No, but I'm going to put a note. Latino.
Okay. Now, author's notes. Okay, I'm going to read the author's notes. Author's notes, colon. Practice it a few times. Oops.
No.
We'll do that now. Robin should be a whiny PC les.
And now give me an age. 25.
I don't have an age. No,
I needed to know. Is it more of a Heather or a Deborah?
Just think 40s. I imagine 40s, so let's go with 40s.
Heather?
No, not Heather.
So Deborah.
Robin should be a whiny PC les.
What's a PC les?
Yeah, what is it? I didn't know if you meant like a politically correct les or she's like very politically correct. Was it a description of her?
You didn't know if she was politically correct or politically correct. That's what you just said.
No, but I'm saying in what, like, are you describing her demeanor or do you mean like her she's a very,
just
like
think of, think of like one of those women, you know, that Portlandia show, those women that worked at Women and Women First. Like that kind of thing.
W-N-W-N.
Nobody watched that show, honey. Nobody. Who has the International Film Channel? Come on, IFC.
Netflix, honey.
BitTorrent, honey.
Oh.
So, do you know what a PC les? Okay.
No. I asked Cheryl, you yelled.
Cheryl, help. Tell her. I don't
know. Are you talking about when the lessee, that is PC, gets very upset if you say something like lessee or black bitch?
Everything.
Poor bitch.
PC is just...
Everything's a trigger.
Uptight? Yes.
PC, like, you know, don't do anything wrong. Eggs are bad. You're overthinking it.
No, I don't drink a lot of eggs. It's really bad. No,
okay, I would guess... I don't know. I sort of like an older Heather, maybe, like, you know, like, I'm not sure. Like, just try something and I'll tell you if it's right.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to copy that fucking lesbian from Seattle.
Try something right now. Give me something and I'll tell you if it's right.
So, well, what do you want me to talk about?
Well, you
so,
can read, just read from the first line, your first line.
Good morning, Lois. How was your evening last night?
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Just a little whiny and naggy. Okay. Next. Yeah. Okay. So, Robin should be a whiny PC les. Allie should be a Jewish les. Think of Cartman's mom in South Park. Okay, well, that's a big stretch for me. And Lois, which should sound sort of blackish, but not overly so.
Man, you're not showing yourself. Do you want to show yourself?
I don't want to show myself. I'm sick
of it. I don't like doing any kind of character outreach. It's like you're always the same person.
Deborah, are you going to do sound effects now, or do you want to add that later? Just do a little.
That isn't mine.
Okay, do me a favor. Okay, please don't do any of that. Please don't do any of that. We can add them afterwards. Okay.
Good job, Deborah. You ruined it.
Because if that's gonna just fuck everything.
This was mine.
Okay, I don't know. I would rather you don't do it because that'll screw up the editing.
Right.
Okay, so just, and Cheryl, I know you're planning to fuck this up. Don't do it because you're going to ruin it for the future. Okay. I'll read the directions. A flower shop. Are you ready? Does anybody have any questions? A flower shop in the Andersonville neighborhood of Chicago, opening for business. The three lesbians, Robin, Lois, and Allie, are busy around the shop.
Good morning, Lois. How was your evening last night?
Hi, Robin. My evening was pretty uneventful. I just stayed home and trimmed my bush. If my butthole was 18, so I applied Gold Bond TM, a registered copyright medicated powder to it.
Oh, thanks so much for reminding me. I gotta trim my bush tonight no matter what. It's so overgrown. I mean, it's just all over the place.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I trimmed my bush for like 2 months. I never let my bush go quite that long before. It's in my teeth. It's everywhere.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Muffy's Flower Shop. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I'm looking for a particular flower. It's called a hairy flower. Have you ever heard of it?
Well, yes, I have, but it's actually a weed. How'd you hear of it?
Well, yesterday I overheard a cleaning lady talking about it while she was vacuuming my wife's carpet. Lupe was saying how she just loves hairy flower with lady bits.
Not quite sure about that. Maybe lady bits is a type of trim. Do you want some hairy flower and trim, or maybe just some trim?
Oh, I love some trim. I'm a real trim man myself.
Yeah, trim really makes hairy flowers look a lot better.
You know what? Fuck you, you stupid cunt. You don't even know what hairy flower is, so how the fuck do you think you even qualify to offer this man cranium? You really are the dumbest bitch I've ever met, and I hate your fucking guts. I'd like to take a hot, steamy shit in your mouth, but you're already so full of it that there's just not room for any more.
Well, I just think you're just being a little touchy since you trimmed your bush last night. Maybe you should go lay down in the back room for a little bit. Are you on your period? Do you need a tampon?
Go to hell, you goddamn stupid bitch. I'd like to kick you in the cock.
You know what, you little dumb bitch. Fuck you. You're so goddamn ugly. They wouldn't even gang rape you in India.
Oh, yeah? They gang rape me 20 times. Why don't you go get AIDS and die, you dumb cunt?
Whoa. Obviously, I've walked in at a bad time. Is there something I can help you with? You know, my butthole is itching, and I was wondering if either of you dumb cunts would mind applying some medicated gold bond powder to the outer rim of my anus.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Get your fucking ass out of here.
Out of here.
Yeah. Why don't you go vacuum your wife's carpet instead of coming in here telling us about your fucking maid vacuuming your goddamn wife's fucking carpet?
Yeah, you fucking nasty ass white privileged skank. Go vacuum your fucking wife's carpet yourself. By the way, does Lupe mow her lawn to you, you fucking arrogant bastard? You're a real dumb honky ass. Who?
Oh, would you listen to you trying to sound like you are one of the oppressed party? You're just a white fucking cunt whose parents bought her a goddamn flower shop because you can't do anything else in life but spread her petals of
what? What the fuck are you even talking about, you dumb, filthy bitch cunt? Oh,
exactly what it sounds like, butthole breath. Yeah, the audacity to call that man white and arrogant, and all you are is a white privileged cunt yourself. Your parents have given you everything, and you don't know what it's like to struggle.
Now, hold on a minute there, Lois. You know your fucking people have had enough of a free ride on the oppression train as far as I'm concerned. I'm sick as shit of hearing about you and your people's struggle.
What the fuck would you know about oppression, you goddamn filthy cunt hoodle bitch?
Remember, my grandparents died in the Holocaust. I know what it's like to be oppressed.
Who gives a fucking rat's ass about your goddamn grandparents getting roasted in World War II? What about my fucking struggles? My struggle is just as important. I'm a woman. I want to be treated with equality.
Oh, fuck you all, dumb cunts. You don't know the struggles I've had as a white man. What I've had to go through to obtain an above-average level job, a house with 2 cars in the suburbs and a private school for my beautiful fucking children that my wife just popped out of her cunt. So fuck you, Robin. Fuck you, Allie. And fuck you too, Lois. You don't know what true oppression is or struggle reality until you've lived in a white man's shoes.
You go straight to hell, you goddamn cocksucking faggot ass son of a bitch.
You go to hell, black bitch. Everyone knows your fucking struggle. We've had to hear about it ever since Roots first aired. Then we had The Color Purple, Malcolm and fucking X, and now this goddamn Selma. When is your struggle? Girdle.
Girdle.
When is your struggle being told ever gonna stop? When's Oprah gonna make a movie about my fucking struggle and getting a decent table at the country club?
You know you're right, Micah. I'm sick of hearing about Lois's people's struggle, too. Fuck her.
Oh, fuck you. You had your goddamn Holocaust movie and your fucking Shawshank Redemption, so fuck you in the ass, you goddamn cunt. Not to mention, we'll never ever be free of that little gal and Frank's fucking diary.
I hope they slow microwave that little cunt good.
UPS man enters and everyone stops and looks over.
I've got a really big package here from Muffy's Flower Shop.
Wow, you really do have a big package.
Yeah, that's all I ever handle are big packages. I'm not a guy that likes small packages. I like a really, really big package.
Can you send that over here, please?
Sure thing. Would you like me to open your box for you? I've got a really big stick, and I can really open your box easily. Lois, let me open your box.
I not have run into a UPS man that had trouble opening her box up.
If you would be so kind, sir, please open my box. But be gentle. The contents inside are delicate.
Well, I'll say one thing's for sure. Your box smells good. Really good. What's in here? It says it's from the fur vault.
It's my beaver. Just got my beaver cleaned.
Man, I sure do love the smell of a freshly cleaned beaver.
Oh, come on then. Grab your stick and open my box and enjoy the smell of my freshly cleaned beaver. And afterwards, to thank you, we can eat out. My treat.
You know what? I'm getting kind of hungry myself.
Yeah, I love some fish taco.
Hey, I'm not really hungry, but I'd like to join you and watch you three girls eat out, if that's okay. I'm on a special diet and won't be able to participate. I have a food allergy. I'll just watch.
Count me in, too. Hey, would you girls be interested in letting us guys watch you scissor each other after we eat out?
Fuck you. Fuck you in the ass. You're a filthy pig.
The only way you can watch us scissor our pussies together is if you fuck Micah in the ass while we're scissoring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to have you open my box and smell my beaver, but if you would want to watch us scissor our pussies together after we eat out, you'll have to fuck Micah in the ass while we're doing it.
Well, what do you say, Micah? Are you up for having me fuck you in the ass while these bitches scissor each other?
Oh, sure. I'll be more than happy to let you fuck me in the ass. Now open her box and let's get some tacos. I'm hungry.
Hey there, hi there, hello there.
Yeah. So that was really different. I think that's the first time in Yeast Radio history that we actually found a line that Cheryl wouldn't cross.
That's true. Yeah.
Even Roseanne bakes Holocaust cookies, but you wouldn't.
You remember that time I told the joke that what's-her-name did, and you were like, oh, should we even say that? LeVar, I'm like, well, she's Jewish.
LeVar Burton?
No, the one that died. I brought
Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, Nancy Reagan made a Jew joke. Yeah, you know what the joke was? The 80s. We're going to read it as... As what's that senator you love so dear, Madge? The Republican
John
lady.
Thurman.
Who?
The Republican John. Lady that you love. What's her name?
Gertl Blomquist?
Yeah. The wobble when she don't like, good morning, Lois. How was your evening last night? I'm the senator. What is her name?
A ghost? It sounds like a ghost.
No.
Is it a ghost?
I am a Republican senator. I'm a Republican.
Oh, the one I like to make fun of, but I forgot.
Yeah, that honks just like the end.
Oh, Susan Collins. You're talking about Susan Collins. I love Susan Collins. Yeah, okay, let's read it as Susan Collins.
No.
Good morning, Lois. How is your evening?
Two lines to read it as Susan Collins.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Hi, Robin.
That whole thing.
Wait. Who's gonna? Be, who am I reading? What role is Susan Collins? Cheryl's
Robin.
Role.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Lois. How was your evening last night? Good morning, Lois. Good morning, Lois. How was your evening last night?
Hi, Robin.
However, my evening was pretty uneventful. I just stayed home and trimmed my brush. Then my brother was itching, and I thought I'd go about tea and medicated powder to the yard.
Oh, thanks so much for reminding me. I've got to trim my bush tonight no matter what. It's so... Oh, I can't do it. All right, let's... Should we do the other...
It's so... Oh. Maybe it's Liza.
Did you... Will you stop with the roar?
Hi, Robin. My evening was pretty uneventful. I just stayed home and trimmed my bush.
Who is that supposed to be?
Diamonds.
Who?
Diamonds.
Who's Jimons?
Jimons, darling.
I don't get it.
Carol. Carol Channing, darling.
That's just a stroke victim. That's not Carol Channing.
I know that my live journal account is being deleted.
Okay.
What?
Did you guys read the article about in the Roman army, swallowing was a sign of bravery? Did you read that article?
The man would do it.
Okay, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this article for you.
Apparently, I signed up to be an Uber driver. I'm just going to email.
Yeah, that's going around. I saw that too. Okay,
What? Were there black Romans?
Okay, I'm going to read something. So this will be another segment of
Girls. Match Girls. Cheryl. Deborah. Girls. Girls. Can they even read?
Orally servicing well-built muscular guys with thick bananas was considered a sign of bravery if you were a soldier in ancient Rome. And the larger the man's sausage, the manlier you were viewed. That's because during the time of ancient Rome, which historians say started about 753 BC, blubbercunt, homosexuality did not carry the same stigmas as it does today. Instead, sexual relations between males was considered a bonding experience. The greater the bond, the stronger the
9 o'clock this morning.
The greater the bond, the stronger the cohesion was in the unit.
This was the chair, right?
This was particularly the case for Hastatus, the youngest of the infantry men in the pre-Marian armies before 107 blubbercunt. If you were one of these soldiers, you saw real action in the front line and were likely the first to die in battle. After that time, giving your life up to the empire was considered an honor, with only the bravest men serving in the legion. And while it is true that some were forced to commit sexual acts and as part of slavery, not everyone who engaged in gay sex did so by force. In fact, some interactions, when properly carried out, could even earn extreme respect. If you happen to be a Hastatus, you were expected to demonstrate your abilities through certain activities. Examples included sword fighting and hand-to-hand combat. Others included heavy lifting and games involving strategy. But to be considered an elite soldier, you had to prove your manliness by swallowing seed. As revealed in books written about this topic, this rite of passage was simple. At the crack of dawn, the volunteer would find a minimum of four fighters lined up along the outer curvature of the Colosseum. As the soldiers stood resting against the limestone, the Hastatus was required to drain each one out. While this may sound highly erotic, the hard truth is that only men who are extremely large could feed the volunteer. Changes would later come after the Marian reforms of 107 blubbercunt, but at that time, 8 inches or more was the minimum requirement. Only the legion commander was empowered to pick the feeders. To make the cut, the commanders measured length using the digit system, the ancient Roman way of measuring inches. Back then, one index finger equated to 4 inches. When you do the math, you can see that two were required to reach the 8 threshold. While not always the case, it was usually the men from present-day Sardinia who were chosen.
Why the fuck are you reading this?
We're not sure why, but it is believed men from this Mediterranean region were massively hung. Sardinia. Again, all of this may sound amazing. You had to milk the group before the sun fully rose over the Colosseum. And to be clear, swallowing meant drinking all of their milk. That may not sound difficult, but consider the fact that the fighters were forced to abstain from releasing for a 10-day period prior to the event. That's a lot to ingest from a clad of thick, testosterone-filled soldiers. You must also figure in the ticking clock element. There are 15 minutes and a nice picture. Let's see. Assuming you could drain the men, there were certain rewards to begin with. The other fighters saw you through a new lens of respect. Come. Bottoming. The end. You want to hear about smart contracts and Ethereum?
No. Okay, you know, just call me angel of the morning, baby. Just touch my cheek before you leave me,
baby.
Ain't that a good song?
It is.
All right, I have something I want Cheryl to read.
Okay, but what about the next story of our Stefan business with that horrible lesbian?
Yeah. Oh, we can get to that. Let's do that. But I want Cheryl to read this. Remember, I had this. So can you play Reading with the Girls, please?
One moment. One moment.
The house and PS were renting for my 42nd birthday, says Reagan.
Wait. Cheryl, we need the theme song. Shut up. Wait for the theme song to end.
No, no, thank you. Girls,
Match, girls, Cheryl, Deborah, girls, girls, girls. Can they even read?
All right.
There you go, Cheryl. Now, I want you to read these lyrics. It's a Paris Hilton song, and it's called Turn It Up. So if you would please read these lyrics. Thanks.
Okay. Can you make me hawk? Make me touch the ceiling? Can you read my mind? Can you give me that feeling when I lose my clothes? You like that, don't ya? Get exposed. Because you know you want to. You know you. You got to know what to do if you want to get down. So don't go off too smooth. Now you're running out of time. Turn it up. Whoa. Turn it up. Turn it. You can get it started. Don't be scared to party. Get up. Move your body. It's time to party. You gotta know what to do if you want to get down. So don't go off too smooth. Now you're running out of time. Turn it up, woo-woo. Turn it up, woo-woo. Turn it up, woo-woo. Turn it up. Turn it up, woo-woo. Turn it up. Make me loose my mind. Turn it up with you, woo-woo.
A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal.
How was that good?
So-so. Do you want to
make anybody come?
Read the next script? Uh-huh. Or story, rather?
Lose my mind.
What's sad is we can't even get that much donations, but, you know, she got the studio to probably pay her, $2 million for this album.
And she's rich as hell.
Who?
Paris Hilton. You know, she probably
got... Paris Hilton, the only time, if I think about her, I think about Madge Early Pod Show when she was plugging that Paris Hilton bullshit. Remember that, Madge?
She was my first sponsor. She gave me $750. I will never forget that.
She How gave much? You?
Yes, $750.
To talk about this album that we just read off.
Can you make me hot, make me touch the ceiling? Can you read my mind? Can you dim that feeling when I lose my clothes? You like that? Don't you? Let's get exposed, cause you know you want to. You got to know what to do if you want to get down. So don't go off too smooth. Now you're running out of time. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it.
I mean, I think Vina does a pretty good job too.
Gonna make me scream.
Let me have Vina read the rest of it though.
It's a lot of noise. I don't want to be. Can we?
That's not a good sound effect.
Yes, sir. You can get it started. Don't be scared to party. Get up. Move your body. It's time to party. You got to know what to do if you want to get down. So don't go off too smooth. Now you're running out of time. Turn it up. 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 Make me lose my mind. Turn it up.
The interesting thing is Vina is able to accomplish the same task in about 1/10 the time as Cheryl. Where's the script? Where did we have the other shit?
Yes, I need it. Need
where
it.
Is it? I forgot.
You can get it. I'm just Paris Hilton. Hey, everyone. I'm Paris Hilton. That's hot.
Cheryl, do you have the script ready? The Beauty of Misery, the Baby Jane? So we can read the third.
Where is it?
In your mom's cunt. I'm not in your house. How the fuck should I know?
Excuse me?
Let's see. I'm trying to find the latest, the last one. I hope it's the last one.
So, Jane Terry, she yesterday did a DNA test of her dog.
Why?
Where'd she get money for that?
What do you mean a DNA test? Why, to figure out what kind of, what it is?
Yeah, because it's black, so she has to make sure, you know.
Why do you follow these idiots? It's like Nick Starr. Like, I can't understand why people, like, follow him and then let us know what's going on. Like, who cares what Jan Terry's doing? She's a moron. She's an idiot.
Because I love her. She makes me like it.
She's horrible. Trump supporter. She's a moron. There's millions of those. I heard there's a new 600-pound life, by the way. Have you watched it? Okay, it's called Internal Conflicts. It's on page 49. Are we going to watch it? And it has cartoons.
I need the file first. I don't see it on here. Let me look.
Deborah, it's in your mail. We've done this before.
Binder?
It's called binder1.pdf, yes.
I don't know why it's called binder.
Because it's binder full of women, you dumbass.
Okay,
I want to bind 51. Hold on.
51.
Did you pre-read to make sure that this isn't, you know?
But I...
no.
Chuck, I was supposed to read the edits.
Let's just hope so.
There's so many edits on here.
It's better to not. It's just better. These, I think it's better to not read in advance. Actually, I think it probably would have been better not to read the other one.
Man.
Dad didn't ever show me how to read.
Man.
What?
It has edits on it.
So what? That's good.
There's suggestions. Should we read the suggestions or the original?
Read both. Give me a page, please. Read both. Just say... Men crossed out man. Like, man, was man crossed out, should be men. Some of them, I don't care. Who gives a shit? I don't care how you read it, Cheryl. Just get her done. Get her done.
Destin, muted.
Get her done. Get her done. Deborah, where you live, do they say get her done?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're just babbling, though.
Oh, you're just annoying. Okay, yes. What page?
I'm just annoyed.
What page?
51. My God, am I feel like I'm insane.
You are.
Oh. Now, yes, we don't say get her. Oh, gee.
You don't say get her done?
No.
What do you say?
We say,
finish.
Rape that bitch, hide the body. Okay? Hide the body. That's what we say. Hide the body.
Okay. Well, that get answers our question, what, certainly. That answers my question.
Or we say, ain't that your sister? Ain't that your sister?
Oh, my God. I've been loving that new podcast, by the way. Why is your bottom so dirty? It just keeps getting better. They had a new episode today. I'm so pleased with that show.
Last night, I sat in my room, and I watched that Simply Sarah do her multi-level marketing thing on Facebook for 3 hours, and I masturbated for 3 hours now, straight.
Does she still have a triangular head?
Yeah.
She do? Okay. Oh, the bottom dirty only has one review on iTunes.
I bet you she'll have an X-Dope song pretty soon. Just saying. Okay.
Solving it.
Hello there. Welcome to WPNC with Wanda Wisdom. How are you doing today,
Carl? If it's fairies or positivity you're after, then I'm not your man. Joining us today is...
Hey, guys, that's me, right?
I'm Australia. Yeah. And your stage name is?
I'm flying over from Australia, and I'm doing a show. My stage name is Boomeray.
Boomeray.
Yes.
Love it. It's got a lovely zing to it. Yeah. So your stage name is Boomeray, and your show is called Mr. Boomeray.
No, Boomeray.
Did you find the script?
I was now just saying.
Did you find the script yet?
Yeah.
I've had the scripts.
The reading, internal conference.
That's obviously fake British people. You are obsessed with British people. Oh, all the hello there, everyone. Welcome to Yeast Radio. Just touching myself and my fish and chips.
This show is so fucking bad. You know, I was talking to my sister the other day. And she's like, you know why your podcast wasn't successful? That Cheryl is horrible. Nobody wants to listen to that. She said, are you ever going to do your podcast again? Have you ever thought about doing another podcast? I said, I still do it. She goes, what? I go, I never stop doing it. She's like, you're kidding.
I do it when I'm sitting at this office and it's a windowless beige.
We're having interference.
She fired you on the spot. She fired you on the spot.
Match. Cheryl.
Can they even read?
COPD.
Where am I?
Oh, God, up I am. Oh, I got that COPD.
Okay, Cheryl, I don't know what happened, but somebody was interrupted you. Can we read this script now, please?
Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to take notes.
I want to start reading.
This is good for you. Deborah never got a chance to practice reading skills because she never went to school.
You know, you guys have read these. I want my turn to read. I want to read now, okay? And I can't listen any. If I have to live,
it's
listen
not
to,
your show.
If I have to listen to Deborah talk anymore tonight, at length, I'm probably going to kill myself with a vagina.
Okay.
I have a difficult time when dealing with relationships. I become very distant and withdrawn from the man/men I'm with. I push.
Read it. Uncorrected, it will be better. This is somebody that tried to do our job for us.
I told you the GED test. That would have been correct.
I have. Can you just use that UPS man voice? It's so much less annoying than your regular one. Thanks. I have a difficult time when dealing with relationships. I become very distant and withdrawn from the man I'm with. I push him away from me in fear of getting hurt. In my head, I always question my behavior. Why won't I allow him to be intimate with me? Why won't I share the passion and desire that one feels when they make love? Is it normal to be a 21-year-old virgin pushing men further away from her heart? These are questions that I've been asking myself. These questions started to arise when Weird Upside Down Cartoon, Danny and I became very close. We were friends for almost a year before we started to date. I have now been with Danny for almost 6 months, and it's very difficult. Open bracket, I am so afraid to become intimate with him. I'm starting to push him away from my heart. Lately, I have been in very deep thought about this relationship and past relationships. _ I keep trying to figure out why I am unable to be intimate with Danny. _ Already, what does that say? Can this be a problem?
Already, Kia.
This is the editing.
This isn't funny, though.
It never is. When is it ever funny?
Be funny? This is not funny. Shut up. I want it to be funny.
Shut up. Darkness brings.
Just trying to pass the GED test, honey.
Darkness brings my thoughts and emotions alive. When lying on my
calls,
black.
Phone calls.
Hold on.
Phone calls?
Hold on. Yeah, how about donations if you want fucking phone calls? We ain't got enough money for that shit. You know what I mean?
There. Right in that moment, I knew why I was pushing Danny away. As I was laying in my bed, letting thoughts of the past cross my mind, I could feel my eyes swell with tears. These weren't tears of joy. They were the tears of a lost love, tears that would appear in a time my mind would think about my relationship with Jason. These were tears of misery and regret that would eventually lead me down the path of loneliness.
Let's just let Vina finish it, because it'll be real fast.
Wait, where are we at?
I don't know. I'm just going to let Vina finish.
Tears of lost love. Just do it in song, Madge. Go ahead.
What?
Just do it in song.
Oh, I think my computer's crashing. Oops. It's beach balling badly. It's text. It's the.
You know what, Reagan? You know what? If you love the calls so much, do them on your own goddamn fucking podcast.
What did we talk about?
Reagan and the
what? Call. What did we talk about the chat room, darling?
That's Reagan's right. Not even in the chat.
Yes, she is. Yeah. You're looking at the wrong chat room. Is that voice still annoying?
I let my head sink into my pillow. I slowly let my eyelids close. I wanted to be able to go back into my memory banks and relive the moments I spent with Jason. I wanted to figure out what in Mipples' world helped explain my behavior in the present. As I lay in bed with my eyes closed, I felt myself go back to my junior year of high school when I first started dating Jason. Happy birthday, baby. You just don't know how much I love you. I. Thank you, Jason. I love you too. Come here a little closer to me, baby. Leaning closer to Jason, he grabbed my face and began kissing me. Our tongues began to touch and make love to each other. I could feel tingling sensations all over my body. With each kiss that he gave me, I could feel the love that he shared for me. I will just quiver all over. I finally pulled away from him, knee to dry. We can, but kissingly kiss. I don't want only one IBIRT. HDYLCLO, JRT, JT, pound symbol, LLTC, 17, RT, I would never let you D, I just love you so much, Kaylee. I can't bear not touching on you or kissing you. Once we get to Fox Valley Mall, you can kiss on me as much as you want, baby. Driving down 75th Street, all I wanted to do was touch him. I desired him so deeply. I just wanted to unbutton his pants and give him a pleasure that would probably make him crash the car. I tried to control myself. I sat in the passenger off Cab 6 Red Volvo Station wagon, starring Brad Jason while he drove. Baby, we are almost at the mall. Just relax. I couldn't relax. I didn't understand what I was feeling for him. I didn't know if it was love or if he was starting to catch the flu. This was the first time I felt all warm and tingling on the inside. It was so awkward when we finally arrived at the mall. Everything seemed too good to be true. Jason grabbed my hand and held it as we walked into TB Art Flower.
Pretty just good. Call me angel in the morning.
Pretty good stuff, right? Wait, it's not over. Hold on.
Oh, God, shoot me in the cunt.
Gladly.
What do you want for your birthday, baby? I want a guest watch. I was trying on this watch after guest watch. They were all too big for my wrist and they didn't have removable clasps. So I found a really nice fossil watch. Jay, I'll take this watch, when Jason told the sales lady 1Q as she rang up the sale. After I got my watch, I gave Jason a big bear hug and kissed him. Oh, kissing him made me so weak in the knees. This was one of the best times of my life. I wish our relationship would have stayed that strong. But like all relationships, we had our ups and downs. VT:\TDJ:RLDH:RTIC:DLK:SUZNGR:ILTT:RIL1+IL1GJ:L:L-10L1 sitting in the passenger off station wagon. All I could feel was my heart beating comatidata rapidly. My eyes were swollen with tears and my body began to shake. I don't understand why you won't let me make love you to Kaylee. I am fucking in love with you. All I want to do is make love to you. Jason, I'm not ready to have sex. Why do you have to be like this? Can't you understand I'm a virgin? I fucking love you. Worry out doing this storm? Has fucking to carry out. At this point, I raised my hand to hit him. Fucking hit me, Kaylee. Go ahead and hit me. I didn't hit him because I knew I would lose him for good. I was upset with him, but I wasn't stupid. No, I'm going to hit you, Jason. And I'm not sucking anyone's fucking dick. I only want to suck your dick, not random ass niggas fucking love you. Stop being such a fucking bitch. JVC:KN:IT:LO:AYL4-1 What the fuck did you just call me? Cheat. I didn't say anything. I'm sorry. Please don't be mad. Please, I'm done fucking with you. You know not to call me that shit. I began to bawl at this point, laying in his lap, begging him not to break up with me. I was crying uncontrollably, crying. Please, baby, please, I love you. Please, C:L:WANNA:LAND:OVER:DRT:T. I'm done. We drove back to his house and got him off on my way home. I couldn't stop the tears were coming out of my eyes so fast that I thought I was going to crash. I couldn't even see the road. Jason hurt me so bad that night. I hated to fight with him, creepishly over sex. That was the dumbest thing to fight about. Our relationship just went down. L:JT:DK:J:4:JL:FDLT:C:DU:F:H from that. About a week after these incidents, Jason called me. CVVIAF:BJ:A+U:4:1++. I know you have been cheating on me. I can't fucking be with you anymore, and I've been playing you like crazy. What? UHH? Why the fuck would you do this to me, Jason? I fucking love you. Don't you do this to me. I will do anything. It's too late. We're done. Why would that Jason ended our relationship? I was mortified. I couldn't control my tears. It was the saddest sight around. I was crying like a little baby. CV plus dog J plus 4JR. I C J F L R C R. One clearly way home. I walked downstairs with my face covered with tears. One L R J. 0.5 DXV. Gally, why are you crying? Did your man quit? My mother asked. And Regent said she had the audacity to say some crazy shit. I yelled back my reply. No, leave me alone. I'm crying over family stuff. Then my father said, why the fuck are you crying over that? Not wanting to hear the go. Bullshit. I stomped up the stairs. He slammed my door. Continued with my crying one. Being heartbroken and upset about what happened. The next time I talked to Jason, I intended on hurting him. I wanted to break his heart the way he broke mine. So on New Year's Eve when he called me, I said so many things I didn't even mean just to hurt him. D.L. Up D. L. Hello. F. Hello. No fucking here to Jason. Let me be honest. I never fucking loved you and I never fucking will. My name is Paul. And fucking chit to denial. Fat was on the CC. W better than you ever called. All I could hear on the other end was him crying. He probably called me a bitch. That was D. Lone. It is such a shock that we still remain best friends after that happened. After I lost Jason, I realized that he was the love of my life. I so deeply wanted to have him back in my life. Hey, Lee, I do love you. But you hurt me. You broke my heart. I don't trust you anymore. You need to prove your love to me. You know I didn't mean any of the shit I said to you, baby. Don't call me a shit. You wouldn't have said it like I didn't mean it. You remember and will cry of it. If it's just upset, that's why I said it. Please believe me, baby. Only one big update. He had me lay down on the bed. He helped me take off my shirt, jeans, and pants. I, one, XR, don't fucking call me baby gay. Don't fucking call me gay. We always fight about getting back together. When we finally did get back together, I wish that it could happen again. We were together for a few months before Jay. For my one, he told me that he was going to be leaving me for a month. When I got back from Boston, almost I went to go see him. I'm going to see you soon, but while I am gone, let's make love before I go. I wanted to make love to Jason more than ever. We can make love when you come back. One F, one L seven, F S D L two, one baby. You can wait until you can feel I am city of J D L B one four one C dot L four C R T J dot L. I'll let Magistan drive you something you'll think about while and while. From a J V J dot L D J D dot R J L. While I lay down, I'm going to keep you me. From my face to my neck. I cold start feeling hotness appearing between my legs. Then he started to kiss down my stomach until he reached my pelvis. He went down very slowly until he reached my opening. He gently began to give me soft, gentle licks. It was so unbelievable. I was feeling things I had never felt before. My body was moving in ways I didn't know were even possible. Parts of me were shaking and twitching that I didn't even know existed. I reached a state of euphoria that I never wanted to leave. I wanted to live that moment.
It's me, Kathy. Hello, my.
I really wanted to make calls, but the donation department sucks this week.
I wonder why. I thought the last grums actually have been really good.
Okay, who do you want to call? I'll call someone for you. Who? Give me a number. Oh, but wait, Skype is fucked, remember? Won't let me call anyone anymore, right? Isn't that the story? Maybe they... I got another update, though. Maybe they fixed it.
Let me check mine. Let me check.
What? One at a time.
Great
what?
Features so that as a podcaster, you can now record Skype.
What?
I don't know. They're adding some kind of bullshit things.
We could call them.
I don't know why no one donated.
I thought of a really horrible joke.
I don't know either. I don't know neither.
I thought of a really horrible joke the other day when I was on the way home, and I thought it'd be really hilarious, but it really crosses the line.
Okay. Don't listen.
It has, with putting down kitty cats. You know, if you take them and they're sick, you need to put them down at the animal shelter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you call them, which I'm not, we're not, this isn't for a call, it was just a joke. It was for like a comedy.
Been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
And you would.
2 0
Hang up. What are you saying? You're saying numbers.
3 3 0
I don't know how.
Is not available.
It's me, Kathy.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
I don't know
or
how.
Press 1 for more.
I don't know how to remove somebody at Skype anymore.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
I don't know how.
Oh, it gets hard.
I don't know how. How do you remove somebody from the call in the new Skype?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and message review.
Thank you.
Oh, it gets hard.
How do you remove somebody from the call?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Help.
To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue
just
recording,
get rid of them.
Message erased. At the tone, please re-record. You have pressed an incorrect
stop
key.
It! Help me! Stop!
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen
die.
To your message, press 2.
Stop.
To erase and re-record, stop. Press 3. To continue recording where you
stop.
Left off,
get rid of it.
The cream is supposed to make it itch.
Make it stop.
If you're satisfied with the message erased, at the tone, please re-record
make
your message.
Her hang
at
up.
The end of your message, press 1.
Well, how do you hang up this bitch?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
I don't know how. They changed Skype. You can't hang up anymore.
Where you left off, press 4.
I don't know how to hang up on someone.
Message erased.
I don't think you can hang up on someone anymore.
You have pressed an incorrect key.
I don't think it lets you hang up on anyone anymore. I'm serious. They can only hang up. The caller cannot hang up on somebody anywhere.
That makes perfect sense.
God, I hate Skype so fucking much. We have to figure out how to call them.
If you're to leave a callback number, enter the 10-digit number, then press pound.
Stop.
To leave no number, press pound twice.
How do you
to
end cancel it? Message or
Paul Beard.
No callback number. To leave a callback number, enter the 10-digit number.
Please help me.
To leave no number, press pound.
This is like a horrible point.
To cancel, press stop.
You're going to have to hit rock bottom.
What am I supposed to do?
I've reached the voicemail box. No.
Sorry, you have pressed an incorrect key. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, thank you. Your message has been sent.
Do I have to hang up on this whole call just to hang up on this person? You guys are going crazy. Please.
Number. My name is Ronald Ryan. Oh. I don't know who this is, but I don't have no friends in California.
What?
Stop calling my phone.
We're not trying to. It's just Skype. It's our Skype.
I miss your sister's voice.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line.
What are you
doing?
Your
call will be answered by the next available representative.
Was that a real person? Get rid of Pussy Good. Get rid of Pussy Good. Get rid of Pussy. Stop Pussy Gooding me. Is that a real person on the line or not?
Hey, listen to what this man said. I never caught this before. Listen.
Wait a second. Was he talking? I thought he was talking to me.
Yes, he is. Listen to what he had to tell you.
I miss your sister's voice. Can you ever give me a call? Him.
Wow, that's trippy. Okay, I have a question, you guys.
What's going on? I'm so
ladies,
that 206 number is still on the line. What's going on? Maybe it's gone.
They eat my pussy good, pussy sweet.
Stop the pussy sweet. Oh no, it's only two people in the call. Okay, you guys, what happened? How do I hang up on? How did you get rid of that call? First of all,
I don't know. I have to end it.
This is crazy. I just can't believe they keep making Skype worse.
That's
now you
point.
Can't hang up on people.
This is how fascism starts. Fascism.
I'm just going to call a random person then. Seriously.
No,
like,
don't hang up.
Thank you for calling the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Please hold for the next available representative.
Thank you for holding.
I got pie, girls. I got pie. I got pie. Remember, these people go to bed
early.
Thank
you for holding.
Your call.
Thank you for holding.
Your call is very important to us.
You may continue to wait for the next available missionary or press 1 to leave a message.
Ms. Nelson, I want your poopy straight, you cunt.
See, this is leaking down so much. This phone dressing. I need to get this backpack back, and so I'm wondering if maybe you can help me find the backpack. It has my supplies and work clothes and my colostomy bag, and I think some repairs.
Oh, honey, this is Susan Collins. I seem to have misplaced my brochures in there earlier.
Why are we waiting on the phone?
You may continue to wait for the next available missionary.
Because I don't know how to hang up.
Yes, I was in there earlier, and I seem to have misplaced Susan's brooch.
Hey, not bad.
It sounds like there's a piano playing on the episode's phone.
Cheryl, you don't understand. I'm not able to hang up. It does not let me hang up. I don't know how to hang up on the new Skype. Seriously, I don't fucking know how.
You may continue to wait for the next available missionary or press 1 to leave a message.
I am right clicking.
I didn't left click.
It doesn't give me the option to hang up, Cheryl. It doesn't fucking say that. Skype is a fucking nightmare. You can't right click at all. It doesn't fucking do anything.
You just hit that big red thing, grandma fun style.
I can't hear you. I hear this fucking piano, and it's making me crazy. Fucking Shit. Now these bitches are both going to call back. Fucking Christ.
Well,
I can't fucking deal with Skype. It's just so amazing. It blows me in my mind how bad it's gotten. Even worse. Like, it's amazing. Like, how could you make it so you can't hang up on anyone?
Mm-hmm. Well, we figured it out, but hold on.
You did?
Yeah, hold on. Cheryl.
That was amazing.
Apparently,
I had
you called.
Hang up on the call.
You joined my Skype. That's what gave me the option to hang up.
I did not join your call.
So she could have hung up the whole
you left
time.
Me and Cheryl still in the room.
Why did you call? Cheryl. Did you call me?
Yeah, earlier today.
Why?
Because.
You're not supposed to do that. I have to call you.
You.
You ruined the show.
Aren't you eating?
I got a delicious blueberry pie. Don't you want to know? Don't you want to put it in your face? But you know what? You can't.
That's right. You know why? Because I'm already full. Because I ate a bunch of fried chicken from Popeye.
Because you're poor. That's why. You can't afford pie. You can only afford dumpster pie, like Hip Daddy No Arms.
Well, that's the warehouse.
Hello, honey. Yeah, this is Susan Collins. I was calling because I had left my roach in there earlier.
Oh, no. I'm Susan Collins, honey. I thought I get to be Susan Collins.
I'm saying to misplace my brooch.
I'm a senator, and I've misplaced my brooch. It's Nancy Reagan's brooch. She gave it to me for health care.
Did anybody turn it in?
Did anybody turn in our brooch? We're Susan Collins's.
I got it.
Plural.
You not sure it is, honey?
We're
Well, have a great day.
No. We're Susan Collins. Honey. We need our brooch. Yes.
Where am I?
Where are our brooches?
We should have said it. Where are the Susan Collins twins? Like the twins in that movie.
I got pie. I can't swallow my pie. Okay, can we do that again? I want to do Dueling Susan Collins again. Okay. Call her back.
It was confusing.
Did she say, I quit? Is that what she said? I quit. We do it again.
Okay, well, let's test it first. Okay.
No tests. No. Uh-uh.
Hi. Where's the...
Where am I?
No, one Susan Collins at a time, and then two Susan Collins.
In harmony.
Yes. Let me go first.
Okay. Where am I?
Shh. Come on. Hello?
Where am I?
Hello?
Thank you for calling your local Waffle House.
Call a different one.
It's very important to us, so we are currently assisting other customers. Please call back shortly or stop by and see us.
Call a different one.
Okay. We're doing it.
Before I forget what I was going to say.
Like... Susan Collins does all the time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling your local Waffle House.
Another one.
You're very important to us, so we are currently assisting other customers.
Okay, here's this one says it's dead right now. Oh my God. That is a good feature in Google. We can see popular times. It tells me when they're dead.
Whatever, you just call a Waffle House.
I am.
Hello, this is Senator Susan Collins. I was just in there eating a piece of cherry pie, and I seem to have lost my Nancy Reagan brooch. Have you seen it?
Ma'am?
Where am I?
Stop it, hung up!
Secret name. Ah! than Collins.
Okay. You go first. I won't.
I'll pass on Bartlett.
Hi, this is Susan Collins. I seem to misplace my Nancy Reagan brooch down there.
Do what?
Hi, Susan Collins. I seem to misplace my Nancy Reagan brooch.
Senator Susan Collins.
No, it's it's someone else. I misplaced my Nancy Reagan brooch, for God's sake.
Calm down, Susan. We were misplaced our Nancy Reagan brooch.
Reagan brooch.
We were having cherry pie.
Twins.
Where am I?
Hello?
Hello, this is Susan Collins.
I got COPD.
Hello. Have you seen my Nancy Reagan brooch?
Lafayette Cordova, this is Marcia. May I help you?
Hey, Marcia, this is Diane with Yeast Jukebox Corporation. Is y'all's jukebox
ma'am.
Still messed up? I had just got a ticket from it.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. You know anything about the jukebox not acting right? Honey, I don't know anything about it. You want to call back after 6 a.m. and talk to Travis?
No, I talked to Travis earlier. He told me to call back because actually it's pinging the system. It's pinging the Trump Tower thing, and it just goes back and forth.
Okay, sweetheart. Hey, listen, if you will give me your number, I'll have him call you.
I'm actually with the corporation. It's corporate.
Susan Collins.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know anything about it because I wasn't
Jukebox
get arrested
corporation.
At like 6:30 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
Let's go back Hard Susan worker. Collins.
I can't have him call you back.
Well, right now it's pinging that it had a reset warning on it. Is it working?
No,
do you know what it is?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Ask about Susan Collins. Ask her if she has
a Martha.
While I go reset something.
Yes, exactly.
Something about the jukebox.
Yes, as I was saying, this is Diane with East Jukebox Corporation. I just need her. We're getting too many pings, and I'm guessing there's somebody in there that's not spending this much money. It keeps saying somebody's trying to request a Susan Collins song.
I'm just a cook. I wouldn't know anybody what you're talking about.
I just need her to reset the jukebox for me. It's a simple process.
What you want me to do?
I just need to reset the jukebox.
I don't know how to reset it.
I'm wrong. Do you have a piece of paper?
Do I have what now?
Well, if you're cooking, you just let me have. Let me talk back to Diane.
Diane's not here.
Okay, Martha or Marcia?
Okay, hold on,
okay.
Martha.
Okay, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, the problem is we're seeing a lot of homosexual music is being asked to play on it, and we don't play that kind of music. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that the problem with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has there been any, we're a Christian corporation.
I have no idea.
But Marcia.
Is there any way
Marcia.
That he could call you back?
Yeah, hold on. Has there been any homosexuals in there?
I have no idea.
Well, it's showing, do you think on the selection, is it showing a RuPaul?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I don't know.
What's it currently saying?
About 4 weeks. All right. Can I have my general manager call you back?
Well, I mean, they can, but it's just, you know, the money. It's not hard to reset it, is what I'm saying. It's just got a reset button on it. When would Travis
hold on,
be?
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Are you?
Somebody please tell Travis for me. For 6 a.m. I don't know anything about this.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's just I wanted for y'all's, you know, for y'all's comfort. If y'all are fine with that
type of music. I don't know anything about homosexual. I don't know anything about any of that.
Well, I mean,
I see what you're saying, though, and I will let him know.
There's a lot of them in the area, ma'am.
Okay. All right, we'll call back after 6. Thank you.
We're only going to play Russian music, huh?
Hello. Susan?
She hung up.
Susan?
Oh, my God. We could have gotten her to reset the whole thing, and you fucked it up. You couldn't even transfer the call to me to have me do it.
Oh, is that what you meant? I thought you said you wanted...
No, you're so stupid. No, I wanted you to tell her, listen, I need you to reset the thing. How you do it is you play a song, and then you pull, you yank out the cord.
It's a business. It's a business. It's a business.
Okay, I will test it. Hold on.
It's a business. It's a business.
How hard is that, honey?
It's a business. Diapers. Because I've been trying to get in touch with my supervisor.
But don't let it make... We don't want the thing to fall on her, honey.
Edna, can you spell it?
Edna.
E-D-E-N-A. G-A-R-R-E.
Okay.
Erin.
Do we do what, baby? Eastwood School for Girls.
Are currently.
Oh, no. Okay. Not Pussy Good, Pussy Sweet. Please, girl.
Cheryl. Okay, it's ringing.
What's going on, honey?
You did what I'm trying to say, huh?
Oh, my God. Pussy Good, Sweet. This is Susan's calling.
Waffle House, Houston
Levy. Hi, this is Diane with Lou Garrett CD's Jukebox Company.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a receiving a high traffic of an error report on y'all's jukebox system. Is it currently messing up?
Okay.
Currently having any issues?
I just got here. We haven't played. I haven't played it or anything yet.
Okay. Hold on. Let me transfer you to our technical support team. Hold one moment, ma'am.
Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Hello?
Cheryl. They hung up because it's the way it sounds.
That was the wrong hold music. It was supposed to be Pussy Good, wasn't it?
It was. That's the beginning. Well, I guess it should have... I don't have my sound it's for ringing Cisco back. Hold music. That would be good.
Lou Gehrig. CD.
Lou Gehrig's disease. It. Sounds like Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's the point.
No, but that's too easy to figure out that it's bullshit, isn't it?
Not that. Just still. Go, Cheryl.
Oh, wow, she's
Hi, honey. I'm calling from the jukebox company. We see that you're having some problems with the system.
I have no idea. I just got here. I haven't played it, so I don't know.
Because it's pinging. It's sending all these pings that it's requesting to play songs, and it's not working. So we need to have it reset, honey.
Okay.
So do you know how to reset the system?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, all you need to do is you play a song, and then you unplug it for 30 seconds, and you plug it back in. Can you do that for me, honey?
Yes, ma'am. I can do that in just a little bit. I'm the only waiter here, and I'm really busy. So it'll be a little bit before I can do that.
Okay, how long you think?
Maybe 20 minutes.
Okay, should I call back in 20 minutes and have you do it? Because I want to make sure that it's working.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. Talk to you soon.
She is a lying bitch. There's nobody in there but like two people
she
right now.
She ain't going to do it.
How do you know that?
Because the Google map shows.
That's not accurate, honey.
She doesn't want to do it. She's a bitch.
Okay, we'll call him back in 20 minutes.
Let's just call her back now and pretend it was 20 minutes. Fuck with her.
20 minutes is up. Oh, see, it really is off. It's messing with your time field. I love how we have so much interaction in the chat room now that we do calls.
Ask her for Pussy is Good and Pussy is Sweet.
Cherokee Waffle House.
Hi, this is Diane with Lou Garrett CD Jukebox Company. We're receiving some unusual traffic on your jukebox. Do you have a moment, please?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on one second. I'm going to transfer to our technical support team. It's going to be 1 second, okay? Let me transfer your name.
Okay. Jonathan? This calls technical support for the jukebox. They said they've been seeing some unusual.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cheryl in the technical support department. I heard that you have a moment to help us troubleshoot this.
Okay.
Okay, so what we need to do is we need to reset the jukebox. The best way to do this is to play a song for a few seconds. And as it's playing, to unplug the jukebox, leave it unplugged for 30 seconds, and then plug it back in, and then we'll make sure that it's not sending these pings.
Okay. Well, are there any credits in the jukebox? It's going to wait. Do you want me to just write down that we had to do this and get money out of here?
Yes.
Yeah. Correct.
There's no credits on the jukebox. Is there any way to just, I don't know how to do that. My manager's not here, so I can't
take money out of the drawer.
Oh, no, that's fine. You just unplug it.
Okay.
Plug it back in.
Plug it and count to 30 and plug it back in?
Yes. Correct. Right? Yes.
All right, and can I put you on hold for 1 second? I have to...
No, it's no problem, honey. Really? Sure.
All right, I plugged it back in.
Fine. What's it doing?
It's not doing anything.
Did it turn back on? Is it back on?
No, it's the screen's black.
And you plugged it back in.
Yeah, I'll go unplug it and plug it back in. Fine. Just hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, our phone's not cordless. That'd be a lot more convenient.
That's all right.
Hold on. Yeah, it's not coming back.
Has that happened before? It's very unusual.
Not to my knowledge.
Maybe it just takes a minute to start
it's
up.
It's frozen up on us a couple times, but I mean, I've never seen it not come on.
Do you have a car?
I'm sorry?
Let me get my supervisor on the phone.
You want me to pick you up?
Please hold.
What's going on, honey?
Man, stop.
What's your name?
We got to end this night now.
Where you from?
Stop.
What's going on, honey?
Man, stop.
You want me to pick you up?
Stop.
That's not good. Stop. Well, man. Let's get together then.
I'm sorry. It's just not turning back on. What do you want me to do?
Well, it's showing on the server side it's active. Let me see if I can play one of the songs from its database.
You want me to pick you up?
It's Donna Summer's Hot Bad Girls. Was that the last song playing?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Was this the last song played? I don't know if you can hear it.
Right now. I'm not sure. I don't think. What, Jonathan, was the last song you played?
Was it this song? Can you hear it, honey?
I wouldn't know. I really wasn't paying much attention.
It's Bad
what
Girls.
What was the name of it?
Bad Girls, Donna Summers. Choot, choot. Hey, beep, beep.
No. It was a Boys to Men song.
Boys to Men.
You want me to pick you up?
I'll make love to you tonight, Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Okay, it is showing that. It's weird. Showing this area is a high volume for homosexuals. So we have like a lot of dance music, but it's not showing any Boys to Men. Strange.
That sounds good.
It's letting me pull the music from the jukebox server.
Do you want me to unplug it and try to plug it back in again?
I would just let it wait. It's probably what it is it's booting up. Those are older model. Those are the Cherry 2000, so those have a different issue with them sometimes. The warming up process. Tanning bed model, so 1986 boom boom. And they take longer for the tubes to warm up. But what we'll probably end up doing is sending somebody out probably with a Zoom mic just to mic up the system.
My name's Phil, honey.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for troubleshooting us with this.
Oh, I love this.
Thanks so much, honey.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
My name's Phil, honey. Let me hear you slap your ass.
We deserve a large donation for breaking a jukebox and a waffle.
Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby.
I want somebody to Phil to talk to. Can you find somebody for Phil to talk to? Please?
Phil's dead.
Yeah, but I have his soul here.
Where are you from? What's your name? What's going on, honey?
Are you using that app like? That
No, I'm just using Ableton.
Well, let's get together then.
Hold on. I'll call Harry Man.
Okay.
I forgot his number.
Can we call? Do you think that you know, now that the personal shutdown on Craigslist, do you think that Kathy is sad?
That's
the only way for her to reach out to people.
Which one is Kathy?
They're going to shut down the chat lines because of all that mess that they had to shut down Craigslist for.
No, chat lines, they don't shut down because that's not a website. The website's shut down. They didn't do anything about chat lines. It's a different situation. It's all about websites being responsible for the content. Nothing to do with chat lines, as far as I know.
Oh, excuse me.
Just cough it.
I suck on him. Yeah. Did we get a motel? Do you have a car? How big is your tits, honey? I want to suck your pussy, baby. I want you to suck all the way down your throat. I'm going to bite your nipples. I'm going to bite you. I'm going to bite your pussy. Let me hear you slap your ass. My name's Phil, honey. I'm 6'2". I'm 220 pounds. And I got a big bulge between my leg. So when you see that bulge, you know it's me. So what are you doing tonight?
Are you getting somebody for Phil to talk to?
I'm trying to get Google.
He's going to nod.
Sure. That sounds good. What? Well, let's get together then. What do you look like? Where you from? What's your name? What's going on, honey? What do you look like? Where you from? What's your name? Wow. You got a nice pair of pink lips. You got panties on. You like the fuck? You suck my balls. You want to get fucked tonight, honey? You what? Yeah, I got You what? You want to get fucked tonight, honey? You like the... You suck my balls. You got panties. You got a nice pair of pink lips. You suck my balls. You what? Where you from? What's your name? What's going on? What do you look like? What?
Okay,
what?
We'll call the Waffle House. It's Phil.
Okay.
It's not now this other number.
Okay, let me get ready. Okay.
Thank you for calling Waffle House on University and Price. Let me help you.
My name's Phil, honey.
Huh?
I'm 6'2". I'm 220 pounds.
It's you have so a car? Nice.
Doctor's 15 inches.
It's so nice to, you know, harass women. They get harassed in these low-wage jobs all day long. All they get to do is be harassed and picked on and whistled at by these disgusting...
All right, Deborah, be careful with the soundboard. I agree. And Deborah, please don't play those clips. I wish... You don't have to play the sexual clips. Couldn't you have played the nice ones? I agree with what Cheryl said. And I don't appreciate the order of your soundboarding. Just use these.
Where you from? What's your name? What's going on, honey? What do you look like? What? You got a nice pair of pink lips.
No, don't use that one, Deborah.
Obviously.
How about this one?
I bought my load.
No, Deborah. What about this? What about this one?
That's my cock, honey, my big one. That's my cock, honey, my big one.
That big one?
That sounds good. Sure. Oh, that sounds good.
The voicemail box of...
15 inches.
All right, what now?
Can we see if Steve's still alive?
I'm going to eat
What?
Sincere person. My name is Dakota Williams, and my baby's name is Sincere Person.
The person.
Jesus, I have no number. I didn't know we were doing calls. I didn't
Well, Deborah, stop playing these clips.
539-704-867-867.
Baby, you got to hang up because I can't get no 869-704-539, and they ain't full of BM.
Hold on. My back killed me.
Tap the mic, who's. Mic is manned.
Go ahead. Man. And then we'll do money. No more calls.
No more calls.
Kathy, this is from Brendan T. Kathy and Reagan, Midnight Tryst. Kathy sucks dog. Reagan takes pictures. This is from Scumhook. Pink, fleshy love sock. Glistening in the sunlight. Feed on my sickness.
Okay, one more call. Deborah, can you call somebody who I can play the Phil clips for that won't we Cheryl won't feel guilty about, like one of your sex people instead of a random Waffle House?
Yeah.
Deborah.
Deborah asking women.
Try.
Okay. We'll see.
But they say the problem is they don't like men.
Oh. Well, so what?
Hello?
Please I mean, still, honey. Let me hear you slap your ass. Oh, I love big lips. Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby. So what are you doing tonight?
Hello?
So I blow my load. If you want me to pick you up, that's my cock. I mean, my big one.
Deborah?
It's big one.
Are you still recording? Can you call someone else, please? Please? I have to go at 10. I want to be able to have this. I want this.
Find another number.
Hurry, just faster. One of your trolls. I don't care if it's a man. My back killing me. My back killing me. Oh. Damn it. Oh.
Baby, you got to hang up because I can't get no in calls because you got me on whatever you're doing.
Hello?
My name's Phil, honey.
Okay, try again, please. Call Steve or Kathy or whoever the fuck these people are.
It's me, Kathy. Come on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
It's me, Kathy. Come on.
No.
Next.
Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby. Oh, I love big lips, honey. Oh,
the person you've called is unavailable right now.
Jesus.
So, you got nice nipples. So, you want to get together tonight? Doctor, 15 inches.
I understand these two clips say sucking sounds, and they both sound like Phil dying. Listen. And then this one. I don't understand. Are those his last breaths? Yeah. Come on, Deborah, get somebody. So Phil... Oh. Come on. Please.
Picture that man that time I told him I had no legs. He wanted a picture, and I sent him a picture of a woman with no legs.
Damn it. All right, we'll do donations while you call. Deborah, Cheryl, can you get ready with donations?
Shh, he's there. Say it. Do it. Do Hola? It. Do it.
I mean, still, honey. I mean, still, honey. So what are you doing tonight? Let me hear you slap your ass. I mean, still, honey. Oh, I love big lips, honey. So what are you doing tonight? So you got nice nipples. So you want to get together tonight? Doctor's 15 inches. How big is your tits, honey? You have a car? I want to suck your pussy, baby. Oh, excuse me. Did we get a motel? Well, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. That's no good. I'm going to bite you. I'm going to bite you, pussy. Let me hear you slap your ass. So what are you doing tonight? That's my cock. I mean, my big one. What? Well, let's get together then. What?
I'm unavailable at the moment. Please.
What? When did she hang up? Is she still there?
You got panties on.
Huh? It's rarely sensual.
Can we get a motel? Can I suck on him?
Oh, I like my pants. Yes.
When she put her my fist to me and
I'm gonna help her.
Can I suck on him?
You bitch.
13 inches.
Excuse me.
Can we get a motel?
Do it and do it now.
How big is your tits, honey?
Did I give you permission to ask me a question?
I want you to suck them all the way down your throat.
I don't
want
to hear, oh my goodness, you are the bitch, remember?
I'm going to bite you and go by your pussy.
No.
I'm going to bite you and go by your pussy.
Why do you call me with your number, boss?
I want you to suck them all the way down your throat.
Well, I'm the bigger bitch, so let's just get that straight right now.
I'm 6'2", I'm 220 pounds, And I got a big ball of sushi in my leg.
A dildo is a long rectangular tube. A dildo is a long rectangular tube.
No. So what are you doing tonight?
Absolutely love them. No.
So what are you doing tonight?
Absolutely love them.
Yeah, well.
15 inches.
What? You are not special.
What? Yeah. What do you look like?
But the person you called.
Right.
What's your name? You like to fuck?
Basha.
You suck my balls.
Basha.
You want to get fucked tonight, honey? Yeah, I got my own place. You want to come over here?
Wash it.
Can I suck on him?
Oh, okay. Are you all right?
Debbie?
No.
You have a car?
Yeah.
How big is your tits, honey? I want to suck your pussy, baby. I want you to suck all the way down your throat. I'm going to bite you.
Come on. Think about it.
I'm going to bite you. I'm going to bite your pussy.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Let me hear you slap your ass.
No.
Oh, I love big lips, honey.
Real good.
Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby.
You can't do that.
So what are you doing tonight?
You can't do that.
So you got nice nipples?
No.
So you want to get together tonight? That's my cock.
I said no.
So I blow my load. If you want me to pick you up?
This is called life. Oh, when you swipe, you have to pay.
What?
Someone has to pay.
What?
Basha.
What?
Yeah.
What's your name?
No.
Where are you from?
Your girlfriend with a computer. Come
on. You got
on.
A pair of pink lips. You got panties on.
Fine, man.
You what?
Yep, it's reality now.
You what?
When's your fertile time?
Yeah.
Next.
You what?
Well.
I forgot about that. Fertile time.
Okay, we need to do money. I gotta go. It's after 10.
Oh, that's so good.
Cheryl, you read
it? That was really good. Who was doing that? Just you, Madge?
I was doing it with myself and then somebody else. I guess it was Cheryl.
Oh, because it really was good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who's ready? You ready, Cher? Cher dog. You ready, Cher dog? I want to tell you something that during this, and there's two donations that are just for me, but I'm sharing with you anyway because I'm too lazy to divide it out. So there. Plus, I did receive enough money from my recorder, so I'm feeling generous, even though I'll probably never use it.
You know what killed me is you posted the Grom Rock.
You're going to return it.
And I was so excited. And then I'm waiting next day for the other Groms. I'm like, oh, going to get to compare before and after. No fucking Grom.
Well, I don't do Groms when I'm not being paid.
But it's like if me purchasing stuff, like when I bought the Sonos, if I'd have just hooked it up and never used it.
Yeah, but I'm not that excited about, I'm old, I don't get that excited about stuff anymore. I can wait. What I really like about it, honestly, Deborah, it's not so much the built-in mic. I really like the fact that it has the SLR, so I'm able to hook it up to like my wireless lav, and it's really good quality. Like the preamp is very quiet. So I really like the idea of being able to like use my lav without having to be connected to my computer. And also
when's your fertile time?
It's just a crock of shit. I just wanted something, I guess.
Oh, did you hear that Rosa Duck came out, Madge?
Oh, that's good. No, I didn't know that. But okay, we got to do money, so we'll put a pin in that for next week's.
And whatever. Next week, we're going to copy Hello, Ross and Carrie, where Madge, Cheryl, and Deborah go out and explore different cults. Yeah.
All right, so ready?
Our last Grom Hole payout.
I know when it was. March 25th. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Guy M. $19.66.
Oh. Excuse me.
You didn't hear the amount?
No.
$19.66.
Thank you, honey, Guy.
The comment is, you eats it. Guy Morgan. Anti O. $4.48. Thank you.
Thank you,
honey. David M. Like Mary, $4.55.
Yeah.
Jeff S., $9.41. Bradley Oababara, $4.55.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
And by the way, I believe it's Grant's birthday today, so happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay, next. This is one of the ones I'm sharing generously. $35.75.
That's
it. The comment is, happy B-Day, Madge. Many farts from Vienna. Your loyal fans, Euros and Sasha, get fucked. Thank you. Okay, next one is Justin S., $10.08.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Comment, happy... Oh, It says no need for a shout out. Never mind. It was a birthday, though. Okay. Next one is Daniel K. $4.48. Thank you, honey. Let's see. Scumhook Markowski. $5.14.
$5.14.
Yeah. And the comment is, your grum makes my bum come and then some. That's cool. Tim Trainer, who's in Bali, I believe, with his buoy friend. I don't know how this guy's so fucking rich. $23.60. Thank you, Tim. How is he so rich?
Because
she lives.
What?
Stop that. Why is she so rich? Cheryl, can you repeat the question?
I mean, why do I hear an echo?
That's Deborah's doing some fucked up shit. I don't
because know. She's in Australia, and in Australia, rich gay people are a thing.
Okay, bad answer. Claire S., $9.41. Did you get that?
Oh, what's that again? Please.
Claire S., $9.41.
Thank you, Claire.
Kimberly, this is the one that was in Max's chat room. New person,
$9.41. Well, thank you, Kimberly.
That's it. Let me read
it. Did we get a donation from the person that wrote that wonderful script?
No, the donation was the wonderful script, you asshole.
Oh, so, okay. That was a negative $20.
That's all?
Negative $500.
Negative. How many minutes of your life?
Like 40.
Oh. Okay, let Madge continue.
Wait. No, there's one more that just came in. Matthew G., $5.
Well, they want an after-hour grum, but they don't want to pay.
The comment is, someday y'all should call Billy and have him do a story where he plays Stefan. What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
He's like,
I taught you a lesson, bitch, that you were not beautiful.
I don't get it. What?
You know, when
no.
In the face with a brick. You don't remember, honey?
Yeah, I didn't get it. Okay,
They want Billy to read Stefan's part in the book.
Who's Billy?
Richards.
Who's Billy? Billy from that show, Difficult People?
That grandma.
No, Miss Grim Naples.
Miss Naples. No, Miss Naples.
You mean Tampon Tammy, the writer of...
Yes. Yeah, me, Bitcoin Bandit, yeah.
I still like that show. I think it's workable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to cash on your Bitcoin.
What's the damage?
$97.100.
What? What is it?
What was the total altogether in the department?
I can't. You're not speaking. I don't hear you. It's like not
you're even, speaking, but there's no pronunciation.
Yeah, sorry. What the fuck?
$400 each, even.
Okay, done.
Okay, sorry. $48.51.
Okay.
We didn't grum last week, right?
Correct.
Oh, honey. Madge used to say, if we just wait, we'll get more. No, we're getting less. More.
We lost our regular donors, so that's what happens.
It's okay. Yeah. Not everybody's regular.
I blame Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm. Really, that is what took her down.
Okay, how much? $48.51? Just a second.
This $48.22, baby. You can send it to me in the Cash App, baby.
I'm not using the Cash App.
With Ethereum, baby. Just don't send it to my Samsung Pay.
You can talk while I'm doing it.
Look at Donald's daughter, baby, yeah. Isn't Ivanka really sweet, yeah. Just call her Mrs. Trump in the morning, baby. You think Mr. Trump watches what he eats?
All right. We're done. Got her done.
Thanks for having us on.
Well, it was fun. Hi there. Hello there. Bye there.
Thank you to all of our listeners who are loyal and donate. We appreciate it. And we'll see you later.
Yep. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Hi there. Bye there. Hello there.
You got panties on.
Hello, hairy friends. I just recorded an ASMR, but I realized I wasn't recording. So I didn't record it after all. I'm recording my hairy new microphone. The hairiness has a windscreen. Is it hairy? Is that pussy hairy? Is it hairy? Is it hairy? Let's walk around a little bit.
kitchen. You can hear how hairy it is. How hairy it is in the kitchen. I've got a pot full of chicken. Was that chicken hairy? It was before I got defeathered. Is it hairy? Is it hairy? Is that pussy? I feel like I'm still blowing wind. Is it hairy? Is a new microphone? Is it hairy? Is it hairy? Why am I popping? I got all this hair. I shouldn't be popping with all this hair up in here. I got a lot of hair on the pussy. Is it hairy? What about this? Is this hairy? Is that sink hairy? What about clanking, clanking of utensils in water? Is that scissor hairy? Is that scissor hairy? Is that scissor hairy? How about the door? Is that door hairy? Is it hairy outside? Is it hairy outside? How about the oven? Do the oven be hairy? Ooh, that was fun. What else might be hairy in the kitchen? How about a glass of water? Pour it. Oh. Is that water hairy? Where is that water? Water hairy. Yes, it's hairy. It's hairy. How about coffee beans? This refrigerator. Is that refrigerator echo hairy? It's a nice echo in the refrigerator that's hairy. What about those red beets? Red beets are hairy. Is that apple hairy? What about the pears are very hairy? Pear fatty. Oh, is it hairy? What about these eggs? Is these eggs hairy? Eggs are hairy and hairy honey. Hairy, hairy, hairy honey. It's also hairy up in hill. The hill is hairy. Yeah. Hmm. What about the soap dispenser? Is that hairy? Oh, that was hairy. Yes, that soap dispenser was hairy. Sure was hairy. What about this lighter? I hope it doesn't burn my hairy foot. That's hairy. It's all so hairy in here. It's all so hairy in here.
It's all so hairy up in here. Well, back to you, ladies.
Back to you. Back to you, whoever you is.
And is it hairy? Sure is hairy. Is it hairy? What hairy? Is it hairy? Is it hairy? What? It. Bye.
I'm 6'2" and 220 pounds. And I got a big bulge between my leg. Don't you see that bulge? You know, it's me.